WIXX, your home for the Packers Radio Network. Time to break down the game with Murphy, Katie, Nick, and the voice of the Green Bay Packers, Wayne Larrabee.
Second down and 11 from the Chicago 15. Lazard in motion to the right. Rodgers with Jones to his right in the gun. Takes a snap, flip to Jones off the right side. Gets it break. Nice. Makes the turn to the 10 to the 5. End zone, touchdown. Aaron Jones, a good seal on the right side of the offense.
Wayne, it was Aaron Jones' night last night. He put on a good show, didn't he?
He really did. 132 rushing yards, 15 carries, 8 yards a pop, almost 9 yards a pop, and a touchdown. And, you know, we mentioned the two backs that this offense is going to be successful this year by, in part at least, and probably more than that, going through the running backs. And we're talking about touches, folks, not just running plays, but passing plays as well. And those two backs had 37 touches last night. They produced 237 yards, 2 touchdowns, 6.4 yards per touch. Now, go back a week ago, and they only got 23 touches in that ballgame. They accounted for 167 yards. That was more than half the yardage for the Packers last week. But it's different. Last year, this offense found its stride by going through Devontae Adams. This year, it's going to be Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon, and we saw it last night.
And it was so nice to be able to have control of that entire second half by just continuing to use it. Just hand it to him. Let him go. Let him grind. Wear down the defense. It was just great. I think old school is such an overused phrase, but it was such good old school football. Just here we go. Grind him down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, Aaron Rodgers only threw 25 times in the game. And, you know, Dillon had 18 carries. Aaron had 15, as we mentioned. And then, you know, again, you're going to sprinkle in, hey, listen, you got a Hall of Fame quarterback. It's not like they're going to abandon the passing game. And they didn't. You know, Sammy Watkins comes up with a big 55-yard play. Randall Cobb caught a 20-yard pass. Romeo Dobbs had a 20-yard reception in there. So the passing game is going to get mixed into this, but the bread and butter of this offense, I think, is going to be the running game.
Those young receivers, though, once we start getting into the flow, there's some pretty exciting stuff going on with those guys. Dobbs, when he touches that ball, he just makes things happen, huh?
Yeah, you know, and Christian Watson had a quiet night last night. He was involved in the turnover, or one of the near turnover, I should say, where the snap actually hit him on a motion across the formation. But, no, I think those guys are going to, in due time, be potent weapons in this attack, but it's just going to take some time, and everyone understands that. But, you know, Randall Cobb, it's just amazing. When it's Chicago Bears, Randall right. Cobb just becomes, you know, 21 again. He's amazing. He's the greatest Bears killer of, you know, recent memory, let me put it that way.
Did you notice a big difference in the line with Elton Jenkins in there? It seemed like they're a lot more stout unit when he's in there, huh?
Yeah, well, you know, I think you're able to take, and move guys, put them back where they belong in that line. You know, I thought it was interesting. They put Elton Jenkins in at right tackle. They left Yash at left tackle. Runyon played, and obviously is his left guard spot. Myers the center, and then Royce Newman moves inside guard. He was at tackle last week. He's probably more comfortable at guard at this stage. And so, you know, yeah, and when they get Bakhtiari back, and I think they will at some point, you're talking about a potential for having maybe one of the five best lines in football right there.
It's funny, Wayne, now just thinking about the call we just played, it goes without saying how much better you are when you can get Elgin back and Alan Lazard back, but your actual call right there about the right side getting sealed off and the block by Lazard, it's the little things that those guys do are so critical to the big plays on the field. It made such a difference to have both of those guys back yesterday.
Yeah, I agree. You know, Lazard is, and again, wide receivers are kind of a subtle key to big running plays. They've got to make blocks downfield for those things to happen, and he does. He's one of the best in the business at that, and he also had a couple of catches, including a touchdown reception. So it was good to see Alan Lazard back, absolutely.
We're talking off air a little bit about Justin Fields. You feel that he's the real deal?
I do. I liked him. You know, when I saw him last year, he was raw. He doesn't read defenses quite as well yet. You know, I talked to Luke Getsy, the offensive coordinator for the Bears, a former Packers quarterbacks coach, before the game, and he was effusive in all of the Fields hits all of the intangibles you look for in a leader and a quarterback. Now, they're working with him on footwork. They're working with him on reading defenses and that type of thing. And, you know, I don't know if he has He's got all the physical tools, okay? He has all the leadership tools you look for. Does he have the kind of mind that can read a defense at the snap of the ball and process everything within a split second? That's the thing you don't know about these guys, and you don't know till they play some. The Bears were very careful with him last night. He only threw 11 passes in that game. I think about the same number of passes he threw against San Francisco. Now, the Bears were ripping up the Packers on with the ground game last night in the second half. But nonetheless, yes, in a long answer to your short question, I think Fields is the real deal, and I think Luke Getsy will get him there.
I was a little surprised Luke didn't turn him loose a little bit in the second half. Like, as you said, the ground game was working so well. That was almost time to let him start slinging around, I thought, from the couch, where you're going, man, we could bite on a few of these play actions here, and he might be able to throw a few downfield.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what their feeling was on that. And they've got some decent receivers, not great, but decent. But they weren't able to get Mooney on track. And, you know, I thought they were going to go heavily to Darnell Mooney, 1,000-yard rusher on 81 receptions last year. I believe he had 6 or 7 touchdowns. He only had 2 targets last night, made 1 catch for minus 4 yards. The week before, he only had 3 targets. I was a little surprised by that. Again, I don't know the inner workings of how they feel about Fields and where he is in their offense, but they ran the ball 27 times, and they threw it 11 times.
Went to EQ quite a few times. He was pretty active.
Yeah, it was good to see him out there.
I was really happy for him. I was actually really excited when I saw that he was doing well.
He's doing very well. Yeah,
he had a nice game the week before. He had a big touchdown pass against San Francisco, had a couple of catches last night. But, you know, what's interesting about this, the Packers, the dominance, you know, score may not even kind of belies the dominance. The Packers ran 25 more plays than did the Bears, okay? They had the football almost 15 minutes longer than the Bears. That's almost a full quarter, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Those are huge numbers in a pro football game.
Yeah.
Pretty solid. Hey, coming up on 720, quick timeout. More Wayne coming up on IXL.
Back to talking football on the Murphy in the Morning Show on WIXX.
Well, here we go. This is the ball game right here. 8:27 to go. Packers leading 24-10. The Bears inches away from making it a one-score game. Inside the one-yard line of the south end zone. Fields in the shotgun. Montgomery to his left. Slot right. Fields takes it straight ahead. Driving for the end zone. Turn back. And he is short. No touchdown. And there is your dagger.
Wayne, I don't know if we're quite there yet, but when this defense starts to really find its groove, they're going to be pretty tough to beat.
Yeah, I think so. When they get things shored up a little bit, and, you know, when they had to be, they were good enough last night. They give up a lot of yards on the ground. You know how I feel about defense. It starts with stopping the run.
Yep.
They gave up a lot of yards on the ground, but nonetheless, they made some stops when they had to, and that was good to see, and certainly at that goal line. You know, that could have changed the complexion of the game right there.
Yeah, it's about as good as you can hope for in a game, too, Wayne, when you're making that call at 8:27 with the game on. You know, this is it at 8:27 to go. That was just such a feel-good game. As much as you knew the Bears were still kind of in it a little bit in the second half, I didn't feel like it was out of hand. It felt good. You handled an opponent you should handle at home, and you made improvements from the week before. It was just a real nice week, too.
Yeah, I agree, and it was great to see the Packers start to get that offense into a rhythm. You know, outside of a couple of drives in Minnesota, I never felt they were in any kind of a good rhythm offensively, and yet there were several drives last night where they really were. They looked good. They looked like, you know, this is how they're going to win football games with their offense. So I thought that was very positive overall. And you know, when you look up, okay, the Bears 180 yards rushing, but they only scored 10 points in the game, and that's pretty good.
That's really all that matters, right? Is points. Now,
yeah, exactly.
This week is Tampa, Wayne. There's always a little something. Go to Tampa.
I can't remember the last time the Packers won at Tampa. I think it was 4 administrations ago, wasn't it?
Right.
It might have been.
I don't know. Yeah. You know, my memory is faulty these days, but I just can't remember the last time the Packers won at Tampa. It just seems like a long time ago.
You know? I don't know if you got a chance to watch the game before the early game. It was Tampa and the Saints yesterday. Man, they are aggressive. And
the Saints and Tampa Bay are two of the top teams in the NFC, in my opinion.
Yep.
Bar none. They really are. They're both excellent. That was a heck of a hard-hitting ball game.
It really was.
You know, this won't be one-dimensional this week. You're going to have to defend both the run and the pass against Tampa.
And plus, that fight woke everybody up now. So
yeah.
I liked it a lot more before Tampa had that fire. And then it just seemed like after the fight, they were just angry and ready to play again.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, did you notice, guys, that all the games yesterday, that what teams are having a tough time doing, I was talking about it last night, and that is sustaining play, sustaining a level of play. The Packers look so good, like in the second quarter. I mean, by the third quarter, the Bears are motoring for 180 rushing yards. And it just, at this time of year, I think this is part of getting into football condition for these teams, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we saw it yesterday. And the Rams are pushing the Falcons all over the place in Los Angeles. And you look at the final score, it's like a one-score game.
Yeah.
And there were several games like that.
Yep.
We saw that with the Packers as well. They were so good at some point, one point in the game, and then all of a sudden the Bears are roaring down the field on the ground, and you're saying, what happened? Where did this come from? But it's just the way it is this first month of the season. If we can get by this first month healthy, got a chance to be good. A lot of teams don't get through this period healthy, and their seasons are doomed.
Yep.
Well, speaking of healthy, and I know we're wrapping it up, but if Bakhtiari plays at this point, is his leg going to fall off? what is the holdup? I'm sure he's frustrated, but it's very frustrating. At some point, don't you just kind of maybe push through a little bit?
Oh, I think he's trying. I don't think there's any question about that. I have all the confidence in David. He's doing whatever he can to get back on the field. But when he comes back, he wants to come back and stay back. And I think that's why, it's taking a little bit of time. But I honestly think he's trending towards starting. I don't know. I have no insider information. But from what I've seen, he's trending to play. And he's going to play this season. I think he's going to play sooner rather than later.
I'm starting the rumor. Wayne said it. We have insider information.
Wayne, great job once again. We'll chat with you next Monday, and we'll be discussing that Tampa Bay game. Okay, bud?
All right. So don't tell anybody I said what I said.
Oh, close to the program has informed us.
Yes, just amongst us, Wayne. Nobody heard it. Yeah. All right, buddy.
As long as it's anonymous, like all those government sources.
Exactly. Have a great week,
keep
my friend.
Anonymous.
All right, have a great one, bud.